Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Seminole Headlines is brought to you by Register Sausage, serving the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. To find a store near you or to buy directly from Registers, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com.
It's time for Seminole Headlines, featuring WarChant.com's Jeff Cameron, managing editor Ira Schofel, and senior writer Corey Clark. Your weekly dose of all things FSU, pistols, and pies starts right now. Here's Jeff Cameron.
Number two, headliner questions forthcoming. Thanks for joining us. Seminole Headlines. Hope you're well. Corey was trying to bait me into continuing a conversation right. So that I missed the start of the second hour, but I knew better.
You're
I was listening for the
pros,
cues.
I'm not falling for that.
Yeah, I'm not falling for that. Not at all. I saw Heather Birch last night, Dr. Birch.
Where at?
At the baseball fields where my son was playing. Nice. Her son was playing as well. Her son plays for a different team, and they were coming off the field, and he lamented that they had given up a couple early runs. Mm. That was the unfortunate situation. My son was playing the game afterwards.
Is he the one that's the track star? Or she's got,
I don't know. I didn't ask her about that, but I got to meet him, and he was a great kid, and it was nice. And that said,
how does teeth look?
Oh, well, I didn't look, but I assume.
You don't examine people's teeth?
I don't.
Do you think it's the same thing for like Michael Jordan's kids? Like people are like, hey, why aren't you better at basketball?
Yeah.
You think if your mom's an orthodontist, the best orthodontist
your
in the world.
Your teeth have to be the best.
If they're out of line
of
a little
teeth.
Bit.
Yeah.
Like, people
what are we
like,
doing?
Hey.
What? This is neglect.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. She was in a great mood. He was a nice kid to meet and doing well. And so anyhow, she was happy to still. I thanked her for sponsoring during these very difficult times.
As we turn it around.
She was excited about the North Carolina game.
And absolutely. I was going to say, man, I just told you guys, I was a little bit worried about our relationship because I was telling her in the summer to believe in Jordan Travis. Mm. And then we saw early this season that maybe I was incorrect.
Yeah.
But now maybe she could trust me again.
Yeah, well, there are some questions. I did a sneak peek on this. There were some questions about, like, you guys, meaning the three of us, were all pretty high on this team being much better than they were a year ago. We had all expressed
did y'all
that.
Not hear my FIMRAL rankings?
Hold on.
I mean,
hold
come on.
On,
guys.
And one more. BirchOrthodox.com is the website. Get a free consultation. They'll take care of you. The best in the business. Payment plans. Unbelievable work.
Ride or die.
Ride or die.
So this person, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, had said that, hey, you guys thought this team would be better. Were you guys stunned by how poor they played early in the season and then how much better they've been lately? Is this more the team you thought they'd be? And what was the reason for that? I think we can answer the reason for that. Yes, they were not getting good quarterback play, but I think that there's several factors here. We did not expect that an offensive line that could not afford injuries would have the amount of injuries that they have had. And that,
right out of the gate.
And that is always
the caveat.
Not like
in November.
Right.
First half.
Yeah.
I mean, that is always the caveat, that when you're thin at a position, in an important position like that, and then your best players at that position go down due to injury and miss significant time and or games, it's going to be a problem. And then I think at that point, it's really hard to game plan. And I think you saw some missteps from the coaches as they were trying to work around this problem that they had on the offensive line. I think now this is the healthiest they've been. They've got those guys back.
And they got 2 weeks.
It's not
in
surprising.
In some cases, maybe 3 weeks to get right.
Right. And now Jordan's healthier than he's been, and he's more comfortable because the line has Robert Scott back and Murray Smith back. And by the way, he's a big deal.
Oh, 100.
Smith is a really big deal to this group. When he's in there, they are very different.
Have you seen the center from Iowa? Then we'll get to questions. That dude from Iowa, the center?
Where he's like making blocks 30 yards.
I mean, I'm literally, and I'm not joking, because I have been entrusted with a Heisman vote. If the Heisman vote was today, I'm voting that dude number one. I'm not voting. Who's even winning the Heisman poll? Right? I'm not voting for the quarterback.
Pickett?
yeah, I'm not voting for Pitt's quarterback. That dude is incredible. And I'm voting right now. I'm on the – I think his name is Tyler Linderbaum, because why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, you're an Iowa center. Yeah. What's it going to be, Jake Johnson?
You are going to be killing it.
Tyler Linderbaum.
On the Iowa City radio or
Oh, man, I'm going to be on all the time.
Yeah,
they're going to love Hawkeye headline.
Yeah, they're going to love you.
I'm voting for him for the – unless something changes over the last half of the season, that's my guy.
Something may change, and you may want to take in some more film on some other people around the country as well.
He's also rated the highest on PFF. He's like a 93.3.
I'm not
the highest
saying
rated
he's not an All-American. I don't know about the Heisman.
No,
man.
He's my Heisman. It's Iowa, man. They're like fourth in the nation in punts. Their offense is a joke. He's the only good player on the offense, and if they ran quarterback sneaks the whole game, they would never have to punt.
It is. Watch some of his highlights. It's like something out of – it's like a – Onion or something.
Yeah, I certainly can speak highly of Iowa offensive linemen because Tristan Wirfs was rookie of the year, basically, and changed the Bucks' fortunes. And all right, Andrew is going to be first up here on the questions. And he writes to start, big, thick, juicy victory sausage.
Oh, nice.
That's how he starts.
Let's slow it down, Andrew. Let's slow it down.
Flying all around here, boys.
Okay.
Dr. Birch will have to work overtime to fix these grills. Oh, look at this.
Okay, all right.
I know none of us were particularly happy about where the bye week was slated during the offseason, but given how this has played out and the health of the team, this could not have come at a better time. I know Mike was noncommittal about Emmett Rice and Leonard Warner in their return, but if they can make it back, how much of an impact do you believe they can have on this defense? So let's start with this. What's the sense you get about whether or not one, if not both, those guys can come back?
They're both working to come back. They've been working since preseason.
Yes, I know that.
You know,
yeah.
They're out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Leonard Warner is closer probably than Emmett Rice. I think Emmett Rice is getting closer. Leonard Warner like literally looks like he's practicing. So not full speed, everything, but he's getting more work in practice than Emmett is. Emmett's coming along. It wouldn't surprise me if Leonard came back in the next couple weeks. Maybe Emmett in the last month or so.
Man, I would like to see that a lot. I think Emmett can help this team a lot.
I do too. You just, man, it's like.
Well, screw his future. We're trying to win games.
I mean, it's a lot.
What is his future, though? This might be the last four football games he gets to play.
So let's get your ass out there.
Yeah. But if you just haven't played in a football game in so long, and then you're just thrown in there for.
Don't matter.
Against Miami.
It's a player.
Shoot him up with drugs. We got to go. Yeah. It's time to win some games.
But Warner, he's a defensive end now, and, he would give you another body in that rotation.
Nathaniel writes, how huge was Maurice Smith being able to play the whole game, aside from the fact that he's arguably our best lineman when healthy? He is, by the way. It's not arguable. DLT going down at guard in the first quarter could have otherwise derailed our entire game plan. Instead, Bavion was able to slide in at guard, where he's honestly better than he is at center, and that's true. And our excellent offensive game plan was still able to be executed. He is correct about that. By the way, Nathaniel writes at the end here, hashtag, suck it, dad of Sam Howell. Suck it.
That's right.
Dad of Sam Howell. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what a horrible mistake he made by going to UNC.
Well, he certainly never beat Florida State.
No, never will. Unless he stays. Even then, he's going to have to play in the championship
ACC
championship game.
So there you go. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So that's a little sweet redemption, I guess, that he's 0-2 against the team he spurned, that he was committed to for a year.
Oh, yeah. Twitter was having all kinds of fun with that over the weekend.
No. And thoroughly outplayed there in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, he wasn't even the best quarterback on the field.
No, it's got to
hurt. Sorry, Sam.
Kayvon writes, Ira may have drunkenly stumbled into something with the neutral site rivalry game idea on the Sunday Smash. Let's get crazy and play the game on an aircraft carrier.
By the way, did you drink your tequila with the lemon?
That's the guy told me, man.
Yeah,
I
told him. I tried to help.
He had a lemon. Okay.
Didn't go with the lime.
I didn't have any other citrus.
All right.
That's the guy.
We're going to clean it up. We've got him. We're moving in the right direction.
All right.
The fact that he did the shot, he handled
all
it pretty
is great.
Well.
Yeah. And he had citrus around him was something unique.
They had it in the liquor store.
Yeah. But they didn't have limes.
No.
They did. I don't think Eagles looking.
No, he told me. He goes, hey, I got a lemon.
Hey, nobody wants a lemon, sir. Can I have that lime?
I didn't want any of it.
What are we doing here?
I was trying
Why
to buy
a tangerine.
I was trying
or
to buy
pineapple.
A $2.99 bottle this size that I was just going to drink it.
Like a fireball shot or something.
And he was like, he goes, I'm not letting you buy that. That's disgusting.
That's nice.
He's like, that's not even really.
That's
tequila.
A good man right there.
Yeah.
He stepped
and
in.
Then
he upsold
you
the Don Julio.
Citrus.
Yeah. Michael writes, Jimbo's victory over Saban reminded me how times haven't changed. He still lost to Mike freaking Leach and will go to a New Year's Six at best, if even. Aggie fans will murmur and get sick that he's perpetually stuck at NY6. See, times haven't changed. With how timelines
What does that have to do with the neutral site game?
No, I just skipped ahead.
Oh, all right.
No, so I was just throwing up the idea of like Florida, Georgia is so cool and Texas, Oklahoma is so cool. Like, has there ever been talk about Florida, Florida State playing in a neutral site? And would you have any interest?
I have no interest in that.
No, in Florida, why would Florida have two of those games a year? You know what I mean? They're not going to want to do
that.
What
about Miami?
Yeah, it's just not going to be that fan base isn't going to show up.
They won't go.
Yeah. Where would you play
Where would you play it?
There's plenty of Miami fans in Orlando.
Did you do that?
Why do we have to go to Orlando all the damn time? Orlando is garbage.
I mean, it's just
there's no reason
located.
For us to go to
Orlando. They got Orange Blossom Trail or whatever that street is. It's their Dale Mabry.
let's take it to Dale Mabry. There you go.
Might as well do it
in Tampa. Baby. Let's go. With how timelines work, are we expecting to play the newly negotiated $500 million Jimbo contract in his Tigers at LSU in Orlando when Hunter throws for 100, interception returns for 100, and catches for 100? Oh, that's nice.
Do you think that win makes him less interested in LSU?
Yes, I think it's less likely that he goes to LSU because of that win.
You think so? Because he's like, okay, we can compete now with these guys.
He gets a little bit less grief now from the A&M fans, and then LSU gets saved for themselves, and now they can go do the right thing and hire Joe Brady.
Well, look, we can say it's what Jimbo does, but if you erase the 17 season,
it
which I know
does.
You can't.
It is what he does.
But he will have a program in place that can win 9 or 10 games. Mm-hmm. And if he gets a transcendent quarterback, he can win a championship.
But they almost lost a couple games.
They almost lost to Colorado. Yeah. And they almost lost to Colorado.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying he will have that program in a place where they'll always have NFL talent and they'll always be able to compete physically.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get a guy that can really a special dude, it can turn into a championship. But is there another one out there that's
Tom used to describe Jameis as Neo with the Matrix? So that if Jimbo gets that guy, then yes, he can win a national title.
I don't know. I was gonna say his floor is only so low, but crap.
We
saw the floor and it was lower than that. So
if you lose the locker room.
Man, I was talking about this on Wake Up War Chant, like Florida State fans got gypped. Jimbo is a good football coach. It's undeniable. He's not a he gypped Florida State fans that last year and a half or 2 years. He just let them down. He let them down.
Well, you just now are coming to this conclusion.
But it just,
what the hell?
Me. Angers me. That's all.
Well, here's the other side. Angers me. The other side of the argument, which we've done this 5,000 times.
Why are we doing this?
No, we don't need to do it again.
Well, it's just
not an argument.
Because you put that out there, and then Seminole Headlines said this. That he felt like they let him down.
No,
and
man.
But the bottom line
it's
is, you're a professional.
Duty. You're still getting paid millions of dollars to go to work.
There's a lot
of stop recruiting,
and you're also a competitor, right? I thought you were a big competitor. How do you let your program get like? It just angers me that he can.
Well, hold on though. Time out. What we're ignoring in all of this, and this is really what, in my opinion, has hindered him from really truly becoming like consistently great, right?
Yeah.
What happened here, now, it could be fixed. I have not been out there to talk to him to see how he is now.
We should do that this summer.
Let's all go take a roadie. Let's go hang out on the ranch with him. Ride some horses.
Yeah.
We can ride some horses. Do a little special. It'd be great.
What if he walked out of his office one day and we're all on the couches in the lobby?
Jimbo!
No, we just sit there.
Take us to the ranch.
We don't even acknowledge him.
Take
we just
us to
sit
the
there
ranch.
And we're talking. Yeah. And he like walks by.
Yeah.
Just don't even say anything to him.
So he would say, what are you ladies doing here? Now, here's what I'll say. And again, I don't wish this on anybody, but that last year and a half, 2 years had a lot more to do with, yes, there was vitriol.
There was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
He was broken.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the biggest
part
of that.
But the Jimbo that's at A&M right now is not the Jimbo that was at Florida State in 16-17.
Yeah, but the point I would make is that, and we made, is that this Jimbo was never coming back to Florida State.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
He
could have had this thing on a run where they would be consistently a 10 or 11 win team and occasionally challenge for a championship.
And he's not the only one. There's a lot of blame to go around.
But he could have been. He could have had this thing like Clemson.
Hey, man.
Why is this pissing you off now?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You knew this. We've already done this a million times.
We're seeing the birth,
the
climb.
The rebirth.
We're watching something brand new and to be excited about,
frankly. And I am excited about it. And I was excited about for those A&M kids getting to storm the field. That weird ass place.
This
getting to do who knows what Saturday night.
This great coach that you're talking about also just lost to Mississippi State and couldn't move the ball.
I didn't say he was great. He is
just
a good football coach. Anyway. I'm not saying he's Saban-esque. He's a good football
coach. This bye week could not come at a better time. My wife is expecting twins any day now, and I would hate to miss the birth for a football game, but she knows the deal. That's from Stuart. Well done, Stuart.
That's nice.
Well done,
He said he's
Stuart.
Expecting twins?
Twins.
Oh, no, Stuart.
That's a toughie.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how parents of twins do it.
If it's their first go-around, you're set. You got the two out of the way. If you only want two, then you're done. Now, if you've already had two and you wanted a third, it's the tough news. That's a tough news. Yeah.
And I remember when we had our, I guess maybe you get into like your, like our buddy Keith Cottrell, like he's, they had twins. So that's all he knows.
Yeah. That's all he knows.
But when you have one and then go to that second one, Brady, you know, you wouldn't know this, Corey.
No. Yeah. It changes the game.
When you go to that second one, it is.
Brady was like having twins.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. You know. But it's like, it's not just adding one. It turns it, it's like a tripling effect. I mean,
and then you went and had a third, and now you're just only playing zone. You're just,
I had a buddy that had twins. They had an older daughter, they had a daughter, and they got pregnant, and they found out that they had twins, and the wife legitimately said the F word when she's like, good news. We've got, she's like, oh.
And Matt Millar. That happened to Matt Millar, my old producer, our friend. Yeah, he had his first, and then they wanted a second, just a second. They only wanted a second.
You're not signing up for three.
Here we go. You got both. Yeah. Good luck to you. Really quickly, Eric writes.
They're all blessings, by the way.
On the Sunday Smash, Ira asked Jeff about his thoughts of having the FSU-UF rivalry. You struck a chord here with everybody with this one, Ira. FSU-UF rivalry game being played at a neutral site like Texas-Oklahoma or Florida-Georgia. But the question would be, where would they play that game? While I'm a fan of the traditional home-and-home, here's an idea that I think even Jeff could get on board with.
Okay.
In a move of complete marketing genius or total madness, Florida and Florida State would agree to a 2-year deal that would have the Sunshine State Showdown live from Boise, Idaho. Geographically, it's insane, sure, but insane enough to where it might just work.
Yeah.
Hashtag blue turf and bamboo for that ass.
Yeah. In Boise.
How much would the city of Boise pay for that?
Man, they'd love that.
We'd be playing at Albertson's Field, boys. That's the name of it. Albertson Stadium.
I might get on a plane.
I would go.
To watch Florida and Florida State play in Boise, Idaho.
We got screwed out of our Boise trip. I'm still angry about it.
Can't be on a blue field, though. That's kind of their color.
Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment.
Hey, headliners and elite headliners. It's Ira here, and it's time to talk Shopify. As you remember, a couple of years ago, we wanted to create and sell headlines merch for the best podcast listeners in the world. That's you. But we had no idea where to get started. Now we're selling Yay Sausage shirts, and it's so easy. All because we use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're a startup working out of your man cave or IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool you need to grow your business without all the struggle. Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. You could be selling Don Julio socks from Shopify's in-person point of sale system or offering headliner shirts from Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform. Whatever you need, you're covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love most about Shopify is how, no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up today for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase, and they'll help you grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Go to shopify.com/warchant.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Preston writes, a few Fridays back, I commented on Jeff's show, the Jeff Cameron Show, weekdays 1 to 3 on War Chant TV, that the Noles would beat the Cuse, then hand Mac a little 0-11 for his versus alma mater for that ass, and be 3-4 headed into the Clemson game. Jeff suggested I was in the bag early on Libations Friday. And while that may have very well been true, my assertion was also true. If the Noles beat Clemson, will Ira and Corey do the post-game wrap-up wearing goofy Dabo sweatshirts and end the show by urinating on Howard's Rock? Hashtag relief on the rock for that ass.
I mean, I'm not going to get arrested just for a bit. We'd have to go buy a Clemson sweatshirt. It's not like I have one over there, but we got to do something. If they beat Clemson, after what Clemson's done to this program the last 5 years, I mean, I don't know what we'd do. Again, I'll slide down the hill. I'll get a run and start, or I'll just try to run it. And I'll fall anyway.
No, you're gonna hurt yourself.
Yeah, but it'd be good for the post game.
Yeah,
so.
But you're gonna pull a hammy. You'll be out of.
And I do it laying
while.
On the ground. I could be bad. Do my wrap up laying on the ground.
No, I'd actually think your knee's just gonna jump from your body.
I mean,
I don't think you have the requisite.
You wouldn't urinate on the rock, would you, Ira?
No, 100% not.
Would you mime it? Would you mimic it? I still don't even think we want to do that. So we're a little more classy than that. We don't go from champagne.
Yeah.
To peeing on things.
You could do like Step Brothers. You could rub your testicles on it.
Yeah, I think that's what we're talking about. We don't want to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. That's not as classy. I'm saying champagne is classy.
That's not actually a step up from peeing.
Oh, I thought it was a step.
Yeah, it's going to be like you actually went in a wrong direction. Yeah.
We get any Twitter questions? All Facebook.
Ian writes, not to make light of the impressive on-field performance, but I'm the only one who has – was I the only one distracted by Mike's pants? I kept thinking that he stole them from Bowden's 70s collection. Yeah, he has been ripped for the tucking in of the shirt. A polo into sweatpants is not a great look.
With the polo shirt.
And tight pants, too, I feel like.
Were they snug?
Oh, I thought they were a little tight. Maybe not.
But it's an interesting fashion choice. But, hey, man, they've won two games.
Yeah. I mean, you might blame. Yeah, he's not going to change it now.
He's going to be coaching in the national championship game in 3 years with that outfit on.
Riding a 33-game winning streak.
Tiggity writes from Twitter. Hi, guys. Yay, sausage. Go Noles. Do you think bringing in Milton slowed the team's development in the long run?
Yes.
Would we have been better to focus the O around JT, develop Chuba, and have him get the most, if not all, of the preseason work,
yes,
et cetera?
Well, I mean, it's hindsight. It's hindsight.
It is, and also
but it's a hindsight
there's a lot
question.
Of things that McKenzie brought to the team and to the offense and to Jordan over the last seven or eight months.
That's true, yeah.
You know, like just – That was one of the biggest things they were so excited about. It's just to show Jordan and the other quarterbacks how quarterbacks act, how they handle meetings, how they interact with the rest of the team. None of those guys have ever been a leader.
And if you notice Jordan's post game press conferences, they're going to be boring because they're Jordan Travis, but there's a little more life in his voice. The way he talks is different now. I shouldn't say he's not a boring kid. He's not going to give us a lot, which is fine. But he does say it. He says more.
Maybe Devin's been coaching him up on.
That's what's crazy is Devin was awesome.
Devin was, but maybe he's like, you know, hey man, don't be like me. Be careful with what you say.
He was good.
But I do think maybe he saw a little bit of that in Milton too. Like Milton wasn't afraid to say whatever. I think you've got to have a commanding presence when you're a quarterback.
Let's remember too that they took a chance. But it was an educated guess that they were getting
calculated. It wasn't really a risk.
I understand why they
did it. Yeah. I just think we'll always go back to that Jacksonville State game. But other than that, you know, I think it was a calculated risk.
R.A. writes, was there any explanation as to why North Carolina gave up in the fourth quarter? Also, do you think Florida or Tennessee can now finally hire John Gruden?
Yeah, he's available. Urban Meyer might be available soon too.
I do, that
was literally like 10 minutes after after he resigned. They showed an LSU message board
where there were two different posts
that like Gruden to LSU. Let's go get John Gruden.
Oh my goodness.
What was the first part to this thing?
Why they gave up.
Oh, but yeah, I mean I just think I touched on it earlier.
Them, man.
But I think it's that you coming into the game. Thinking what you're going to do to Florida State and being up 10-0, and then the next 2.5 quarters happening, I just think they were shell shocked. I mean, I just think that. And then the weirdest thing of all is that last drive. What were they doing?
The last two drives took 11 minutes off the clock.
Adam Fuller's like, yeah, I started to get aggressive, and I was like, oh, if they're going to do this,
he even said like for whatever reason they weren't rushing, so I was like, I'm not going
to
be aggressive.
That's what he's referencing. I thought the same thing the whole time I watched it. They didn't want to be there. They were ready to go.
They scored that final touchdown with like under 3 minutes left.
The game was over.
But it wouldn't have been over if they'd have gone quicker. That's what was so bizarre. I mean, I guess they're thinking we can't stop them anyway. What's the point of this?
I don't know what it was, but it did feel an awful lot like a give up in reverse.
Yeah.
Usually it's your defense that gives you the telltale sign that they've called it a day because they're catching tackles. They're, you know, kind of going through the motions. Usually it's not on offense that you see a team telling you they're quitting.
Well, there's no telling. We don't know what happened in halftime. I mean,
they obviously came out and played great to start the second half.
No, you're right.
They got a three and out and went right down and scored.
Good point.
Yeah.
So it was awfully strange.
And then Jordan Travis just took the will out of him.
I mean,
he took the soul out of him. He's like a Mortal Kombat.
That was the big answer coming back down week of 28.
That was a great drive. Yeah, that was the biggest drive of the season so far. Well, I guess the one to get the field goal, but that was just him running around twice. Yeah.
Brandon writes, do you foresee Milton taking another snap at FSU? Seems like at this point, Purdy would be the better option to back up Travis. I agree. Chuba Purdy is now, in my mind, the backup quarterback.
Probably.
It seems like the offense can stay a little bit more consistent
in line with what they're doing.
His athleticism.
You'd like to think that. I mean, I don't know if it'll work out.
Like if they're in a big blowout win, they're able to put Milton out there.
Who's the last home game?
Is it
NC State?
NC State, right?
It would be nice to get them a
series when they're up 30-13 in the fourth.
After they thoroughly sapped the will from yet another opponent, like they did this past weekend in Chapel Hill, they line up. McKenzie, you got the fourth. We're up 40.
Or just the one snap, the one last snap, like they do with these seniors when they get they get to make a basket or something at the end when they're injured.
Just so people know, he is out there practicing. He looks like, I mean, he's running around. He could play if they need him, but I think we would think maybe not the
end. Another good Twitter question here. Les writes, can someone get Gene Dekaroff, on the record to compare how it was covering Brady's return to New England and what it's going to be like covering Walt Bell and Dante Pimpleton's return to
It's got to be so similar.
Oh, my God.
I forgot Pimpleton. Coach Pimp was up there.
I completely butchered the read. Just want to read it again because it was so good for the record. Can someone get Gene Dekkerhoff on the record to compare how it was covering Tom Brady's return to New England and how it's going to be covering Walt Bell and Dante Pimpleton's return to Doak on October the
23rd? That was our guy, Les. Congratulations, Les. First time a question's been asked in its entirety. Two times.
Yeah, that was really well done.
How did you know? How do you know who it was?
Because he tweeted it. It was a Twitter response.
Oh, okay. It's very similar. It's got to be. All the great times that Walt Bell had on that field.
And do you think Gene, you think if Dante Pimpleton walked in, Gene would know who he was?
No. And because I don't think I would. And also, you know, when an NBA star goes back to the city he was drafted in, they do like a clip in between quarters.
Montage. Get the Walt Bell montage?
We get a Walt Bell montage of all those three and outs.
Those big touchdowns.
The Francois ripping the, don't take my hand. Like, ripping his hand away from Abdul Bello.
Or the press conference when, like.
There's been an Abdul Bello mention on the show today, folks.
The press conference when he said he didn't know if he was going to be calling plays or not. Like,
I asked him the question.
It was like preseason, right?
Yeah, I asked him the question about his role. Yet. We have it in the system, I think, somewhere. we used to play it all the time because it's the best. It's like a 7-minute answer with nothing. Yeah. It says nothing.
We haven't figured
that
out yet.
In essence, I have no idea. Yeah. How glorious was it to see a kickoff return where Jay hit the damn lane?
How about that?
Yeah.
That's why you don't take it. That's why you don't just fair catch it, guys. That sparked that drive. That got him out to the 41.
That was big.
I know.
That was big. That was the first touchdown.
And that was something I did notice was Norvell was I looked like he was fired up, like happy about it. Like he went out pumping his fist.
Well, why wouldn't you be?
I didn't know. Maybe he was mad at a blocker for it not being a touchdown. I couldn't quite tell because, again, my eyesight's not great. And the binoculars were worse than my actual eyesight. They were from the 70s. I had to borrow Stephanie's dad's.
Step it up here.
I got good ones. I left them.
I mean, but just vision in general.
Just go get your glasses.
There's LASIK. Can we get an optometrist special? Dr. Birch has to know somebody.
She has to know somebody. They're at those conferences.
I go to somebody. I'm not going to talk about them here. Just now, we could turn this around. We could get a major sponsorship.
They have eye, teeth, and throat doctors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's got to know all those people.
But that's not what. That's not who you go to see to get contact.
Hey, here you go. I like this. Noel Scan writes. I had a question, but I have to put it on Facebook so Jeff will read it. This is on Twitter. This is on Twitter, so here you go. This is on Twitter. Seriously, can we just petition the NCAA to let us play Mac Brown every week because he's definitely our bitch?
Okay. That's a little aggressive.
That's one way to say it.
A little aggressive. I don't know if I like that.
I mean, that's a question.
Yeah. I guess it was a question.
It was a question.
But, the answer is they'll say no to that. You have to play everybody else in the conference.
It is funny. He's genuinely a nice guy. And he's
we know that?
No, everybody I've ever talked to that works with him says he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're skeptical?
Somebody told me he's not at all.
Wow.
That worked with him.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Heard the exact opposite.
Sam Howell's dad.
I can't tell you one way or the other. I have no idea. I just know that he's extremely overrated and has been his whole career.
I just know when he was doing TV, I would tweet about him, and a friend of mine who worked at ESPN was like, man, he's actually a sweet guy.
I would hope he'd be nice to the staffers at ESPN while working television. It'd be ideal.
Hey, his team's kind of dirty. I mean,
it's true.
They got another chop block on them.
And there was a couple of other. I mean, they were chippy.
By the way, Robert Cooper should have probably been ejected from that game. Florida State, we talk about all the breaks they don't get and all the bad calls they don't get. My man just, the kid was down and he not only went head first, he fell on him after the play.
Yeah,
that was crazy. And he got up. The kid, that is downs, right?
Yeah.
He's like, what are y'all doing?
No, I thought it was a great play.
Cooper even talked. Well, look, you're trying to get Downs to come here.
We're establishing a new.
But that might have hurt your chances of Downs transferring.
Because Cooper's coming up, man. We play tough football around here, buddy.
That's right. That's why he learned that the hard way, didn't he?
That's right. Lay on the ground some more. Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment. How you doing there, podcasters? Good. Good to hear it. Listen, if you're wondering for a good place to eat, watch a game, have a cold beer, enjoy a lot of choices, we suggest Horizons Bar and Grill.
Maybe even run into us. You might see us.
You and I especially.
Yes.
I'm there once a week, I think. When I'm in town, I'm there. Stephanie and I are there. Great place. Cold beer, hot women, everything you want in a I probably shouldn't have said that.
Hot beer and cold women at some bars.
Whatever you're into.
I like the good-looking ladies, too. That's all right. But even if that's not your thing, I'll be there. I'm a good-looking guy.
And we would all agree, great food. Legitimately
good food.
The
most important part of this ad is the great food.
It's great food. They got TV, sports bar. They got the vibe, but beer, food, everything you could want. And most importantly, again, other than the food, is that there is at least, I'd say, a 35% chance one of us would be there.
And you get the mac and cheese bites.
And you can get those shrimp tacos, which are the king. You've gotten healthy on me lately.
I eat the hummus.
Who eats really that? Good. He does. At Horizons Bar and Grill.
I didn't know I like hummus. Maybe I don't, but Horizons got some great hummus.
But you look for them on their website. You can see their happy hour specials. Just a great place to hang out. And it's if you want to like a little upscale dinner, you can go in there for that as well. It's at Bannerman Crossing at the right off of Thomasville Road in Bannerman, up there on the northeast Tallahassee.
Tell them Headlines sent you.
Well, the important thing is support the people who help support Seminole Headlines. That's Horizons Bar and Grill. And thanks for listening to the podcast.
Woo!
Seminole Headlines is brought to you by Register Sausage, serving the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. To find a store near you or to buy directly from Registers, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
I didn't tell you I got another jingle in my head for Horizons. Ho, 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 Horizons. Bar and Grill. Anything?
I don't like this development. But it is a good time to talk about Horizons Bar and Grill.
Well, they're great. I'm going to go there. I'm going there tonight.
You know, actually, with the Linnefelts and the Schofels went there a couple weeks ago.
Oh, thanks
for
the invite.
Had a little dinner date. You were up in Atlanta.
We're the Clark and Gudemans.
You were up in Atlanta.
All right.
And, yeah, man, it was nice. And we sat outside, did it upright. It was a...
No text.
Jeff, you live close.
I live right there, buddy.
You could have ran there.
Yeah, no text, nothing.
That's weird.
All right, so...
Screw the Camerons.
Next questions.
Yeah, there it is.
Anyway, Horizons Bar and Grill, Bannerman Crossing, Northeast Tallahassee, best food, beer, awesome people, Mike and Kyle, and tell them Corey sent you, and they'll
sing that jingle that I just sang, everything's
really
free. Everything's free.
You don't have to say anything. Just sing.
Drinks, shrimp, you name it.
It's all in the house.
Yeah. Kyle writes, "What a win, boys! How are we going to have enough pancakes left for the recruits
You want me to go sing a jingle again?
People got to be able to write, man. This is on Kyle.
You chose the question.
When we're clearing, because I'm trying to get to as many questions as possible. I'm not pre-reading all these questions.
Okay,
We've had this conversation before. You want to pre-read
like
the
it?
Questions?
You like it to be spontaneous.
Well,
I just
like people to be able to write.
Kyle, I appreciate the question.
So, Kyle, I do too, and I know you, and you're a great guy. Just got to pay attention to what we do when we structure our sentences, okay? He wants to know how we're going to have any money left over after we have to pay Mac Brown back for the last
and Sam Howell.
Yeah, for the last 2 years.
Do you think, like, when I was watching that offense, we'll get to another question. This is real quick. I brought this up on Wake Up War Chant. But imagine that offense you saw on Saturday with Travis Hunter in the slot.
Mm.
And you start to get a little juicy. You start to get a little, that's a weird thing to say. I've never said that before in my life. What does
that
even mean?
Strange.
You start to get juicy.
I was going to just start reading the next question.
I can't believe that came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I can.
Anyway.
Where do you get juicy?
I don't understand it.
You're about to throw up?
I think I meant
like
juice.
Your saliva
I think
glands?
I meant juice.
Juice.
Like you get juice.
Yeah,
and
juicy.
I just went juicy.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's fine.
Like gum.
Yeah. Right. Right. Read another question. Golly.
Just smile at the camera.
Well, I'll read a question. Matt loves you and he hates me.
Good.
He writes, Jeff, what a putz for my football forecast this past week. You kept saying we were going to get blown out. I even cut your show off and yelled about how dumb you are.
Mm.
UNC is worse than they were last year, and we are marginally better. Did you even bother to scout their defense? Do better.
Mm.
So Matt hates
me. How do you know he loves me?
Because he says Corey's better than you. He's the best headliner.
Oh,
and
well,
that I'm a putz.
Fair.
You think that was serious?
I think it might be.
Well, that's fine. Matt knows what he's... Matt's a respected listener.
But it might not be serious. I don't know. It's tough. That's the problem with
the tone of our show is so sarcastic.
Yeah,
you never know.
He could be joking.
You're not a putz.
No, but I wasn't worried about it.
I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting a win.
No, you thought they were going to lose. I thought they were going to lose. You thought they were going to lose. I don't know that a single member of War Chant predicted a victory.
But they are better than they were last year. North Carolina is worse.
But the biggest thing...
But that's it. Doesn't have to...
I know. I just, looking back on it, it's like, well, it's weird that the spread was that.
But the matchup, some of the matchups, and then also the road-home disparity. North Carolina has been great at home.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they trash people at home. Like, they crush people at home.
Yeah, no, I was...
I mean, I was in that Devil's Den this past weekend. It's nuts.
I was really surprised that they won the game, and there's no getting around that.
How they won it, too.
They dominated the game. It was not lucky. They dominated the game.
Pick sixes.
And it was it's an exciting moment that you really can't ignore, because I do think it was – I tweeted out during the game, they're growing up before our eyes. It looked like they were growing up right before our eyes. They did everything right. They competed. They got their head around on balls in the air.
Yeah, how about that?
Incredible, right? You got an interception, but you also had a lot of contested plays down the field from the DBs. They came up and hit. They dominated the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. That's just a thorough
Didn't give
victory.
Anything easy, right. Except for the Howell runs. No, and even then, he had to make a couple guys miss. But their touchdown, that first touchdown – that's a great player and a good dude putting it in the very back of the end zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chad writes, if you're Norvell, do you A, take these next 2 weeks to get healthy and go all in trying to beat a down Clemson team, or B, take the next 3 weeks to get healthy, play vanilla against Clemson, maybe something fluky happens, but really focus on trying to get two out of the three against NC State, Miami, and Boston College?
Yeah, that's probably too high-level math for where this program is right now. I think you're
just trying to get better every week.
Yeah,
it sounds so cliche, but
you
really
also
don't want
to go up to Clemson and get beat 50-3 like that.
Right.
I don't think it undoes everything, but it would undo some.
Well,
you play well, you're going to beat UMass, so you'll be on a 3-game winning streak, feeling pretty good, and then it'd be like Clemson just smacking you back down.
If you can lose at home to Jacksonville State, you can lose at home to UMass.
Absolutely, can't treat it. I mean, Jacksonville State would probably be favored against UMass
by a lot,
but still.
By a lot.
You can't hopefully you've learned your lesson, and you say, even if it's just to yourself, we're going to play this game real game.
Okay, so
let's get a big lead and worry about doing all the other silly stuff.
Yeah, let's define our terms. I think what Ira's intimating here is that you got to treat the game with respect.
Right.
And that's more than anything else what I think we're talking about. Yes, treat the game with respect. Don't use it as a glorified scrimmage like they did against Jacksonville State.
Yeah, respect the game. Like Jimbo said after that Wake Forest win, the 59-3, he's all mad at Jameis for trying to throw to Giorgio Newberry.
Right.
It's like, you got to respect the game. Yeah. Respect the game.
That was pretty nice of Jameis to do that.
That was really cool.
Yeah, but he didn't catch it. It ended up being an interception.
He was trying so hard.
I know
he was trying to help him out, man.
That was
that's
the second
really
or third
cool.
time he tried to throw it to him.
Yeah. I'd forgotten about that moment, too, by the way. While in Chapel Hill last weekend, I stumbled across Roll It Out There, Roy.
Oh,
Spencer. After seeing him, it made me even more grateful for how Coach Ham is like a fine wine who only gets better with time. What's the outlook on the basketball team this year?
Good question. This week is actually the ACC tip-off, which they changed the name. It used to be Operation Basketball.
That's right.
Now they're kind of, dovetailing with football, ACC kickoff. It's ACC tip-off. It's kind of interesting, man. I guess it's just where you are as a program. I mean, they're obviously going to be good again. We'll talk about that for a little bit. But Anthony Polite and Malik Osborne are your representatives.
Yeah.
I never in a million years would have dreamed Anthony Polite would be Florida State's. But it speaks to how far
developed.
He's come.
I can't believe when I saw him, I'm like, what is he doing here?
Yeah,
the first time
I
saw him.
You turned to me and said he can't play. I was like, Corey, you couldn't be more wrong.
Yeah,
and
I remember that conversation.
It turned out how right I was.
Mark,
and then,
Mark didn't
happens.
Hear that one,
it's
did
crazy.
He?
It's crazy,
Or Mike.
Like, he's
Mark,
a natural 3-D. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be. Yeah.
But he's turned into a very solid. Like, dare I say a good ACC basketball player.
You should say he's a good basketball player.
It's going to be a matter of, you got some guys that haven't played here before that are going to be counted on to score a lot of points in Mills and Cleveland.
We're hearing great things. We're hearing really good things about the transfers. We're also hearing good things about the freshmen. And then from what Adrian was telling me the other day, the cool thing about this group is they want to defend. Like, for a lot of talented dudes, they really want to defend. They don't know exactly what they're doing yet. It's going to take a little while to get the system. But he said these guys want to shut people down defensively, which is good. I
mean, you know, one great thing, and we've kind of been reminded of it every time it's the preseason, we get asked a question about the basketball team. I love making certain assumptions about this team that you only make about winning programs. And that's where we're at now, to the point where you could say, well, it may be a work in progress early on. They may have their moments where they don't look great. But I'm going to assume that not only are they extremely well coached, but that they've brought in a high level of talent yet again. Yeah. And that by season's end, they're comfortably in the tournament. And it's just a matter of playing for seeding and trying to finish in the top five of the ACC.
That's and just avoiding what, Michigan. Well, just don't kind of, get in their bracket.
It's just kind of what we assume these days about FSU basketball. No matter the name,
The
pieces come and go, but we're like, oh, well, they're going to make the tournament. There was a time where that was like the only goal, just to get into the damn tournament. That, now we're like, oh, that's an afterthought.
That picture from the Summer League in Vegas was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
There was like 10 of them, right?
Yeah. So cool.
And PJ Savoy was in it too, which is, he's not one of those guys, but he's from Vegas. I'm sure he lives in Vegas, so that was cool to see him there too. Oh, PJ Savoy, those were good times.
Sean wants to know, in your opinion, is 6-6 even possible? Our best case scenario is that 5-7. Yeah, I think it'd be 5-7.
You'd have to beat. You'd have to either beat Clemson or Florida, right?
Yeah.
Or could you beat? I guess if you beat Miami, BC,
UMass,
and NC State,
Miami, BC, NC State,
it's possible. You're
it
not going to be.
It is possible.
You're not going to be a 20 point. It doesn't matter if you're a 20-point underdog with this group.
No,
you'd rather be a 20-point underdog, but you're not going to be completely overmatched in those other three games.
Hey, man, if they can come up with a game plan for Jordan and Jordan plays as confident as he did, and the offensive line plays like that, they can beat
those are big ifs against some of these other teams, but I agree with you. I would just say this. The fact that we're having this conversation, think about where we were before the Syracuse game.
Yeah.
We're halftime of Louisville.
I had written it off as a 1-11 season. Maybe 2-10. Maybe you could sneak to a second win.
Well, you knew you were going to beat UMass. Come on.
Well, that's the 1-11.
Yeah, but you didn't think they were going to go. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, that's thought it was a one. They had one guaranteed
win. We thought they could beat Syracuse, though. We thought they could.
They were favored, but I wasn't counting on it.
Weren't feeling good about it.
Yeah. No.
I'm counting on that Miami dub now. I'm counting on it.
Oddly, I think much of the fan base is, too.
And if he loses that game, see you, Mike.
Gotta go. It's all on the line here. You're a victim of your own success.
That would be
you or Manny. One of you has to go.
Yeah. That's right. Y'all just trade. Switch.
With the Alabama loss, UMass first dub, and our two-game win streak, will ESPN Game Day be in town for you?
That's right.
Walt Bell, Dante Pimpleton.
That's from Steven.
Speaking of, for people that don't know how Dante Pimpleton is, and he was a running backs coach at Florida State under Willie. He was like at North Carolina Central or somewhere, and then Walt Bell's running backs coach either got fired or arrested. Something happened. The guy disappeared like a month before the season, and so Walt Bell hired Dante Pimpleton. So, how typical is that? That's how that guy ended up on Walt Bell's staff. Who gets hired as a position coach a month or two months before the season?
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Good old Walt Bell.
We miss those days.
We'll come back, wrap it up, get a couple more questions in before we say goodbye for the day. You're listening to Seminole Headlines on 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Our thanks to you, Eric, for contributing to the efforts here. Appreciate that. Khalil Young, you also give
Khalil's
credit.
The man.
Khalil, thank you
what
so much.
What did they have to say, Jeff?
Let's see. Great show today, fellas. Beers on me at Horizons.
Okay.
And nice. Yeah, I can't read. This is too small. I don't read Khalil's thing. There you go, buddy. It's there for you.
You're asking radio. Corey to read something.
Oh, that's right. He's blind as a bat.
I see. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to take over the reading.
It was about a Reggie Northrop hit in the Clemson game, the 51-14
game.
Ira.
Yeah. Read away, buddy. You can't read it either.
So it was about. It is hard to read. That's tough
told
with the yellow.
You, man.
I wonder if YouTubers get to choose the color that they're.
Because Eric always goes with orange.
Yeah.
Khalil does the yellow there. It can be difficult.
But you couldn't make it full screen?
But he was talking about the Reggie Northrup hit at the end of the Clemson game when they put subs in, where he knocked the bejesus out of one of those Clemson kids. It wasn't as vicious as O'Leary's in that same game, which is an all-timer. It's not quite Greg Jones, but it's close.
The Reggie Northrup hit was awesome,
though. Yeah.
Man, Ernie Sims against some Georgia Tech kid on kick return.
Oh, yeah, he sent him in the concussion protocol. He sent him to the tent, man. Yeah, Ernie Sims getting a 60-yard head start was ridiculous.
It's problematic.
Yeah, man. Of course, that's crazy. That's not fair. That shouldn't be allowed.
Well, they've kind of done away with a lot of the special team stuff. So, yeah, they're strongly encouraging you not to return it. Although, again, that was yet another thing for us to check the box with. Really, really decent on special teams.
I'm not liking what they do with the punt. I don't understand why he has to roll to his right so much. Why can't he just punt the darn thing? Punt it 53 yards. Like that last punt he had when they had the 18-point lead. And that was a terrible punt. It was it was a 48-yarder, but it was a line drive in the middle of the field right to the kid.
No hang time at all.
And he got an 18-yard return. So it was a 30 net. Like, he's too good. I mean, I know it's cool to be able to do everything. Just punt the ball.
So I noted that at the end of his career, it was rolled out there. Roy, this person wants to know, would we call it mail it in Mac? North Carolina's got their their guys. Mail it in Mac,
Without the championships that my man Roy has. So Naismith Hall of Famer, Roy Williams, I should add.
No greater apologist on earth than this guy for Roy.
Speaking of special teams in the A&M Alabama game, how about Jimbo? When Jimbo got that pump blocked, somebody, I can't remember who. It might have been Lulu. I'm not sure if he wants that out there, but he pointed out how Jimbo used to say, "You know, you can't even. Why don't they go after punts?" He's like, "Well, you can't
block
anymore.
Punts anymore.
It's impossible."
Yeah.
And then he gets one blocked.
And then he gets one blocked. Yeah.
But then
he houses the
kick return. But like Alabama's guy, like kicked it like in the middle of the, it was like between the hashes.
Yeah.
Like right at the goal line. Like
Saban doesn't care about special teams. I've always said that.
That's crazy.
Pay attention to detail, Nick. Yeah, maybe you wouldn't lose a game every year almost.
That'd be a great question at the press conference. Hate special teams?
You just not care about it?
Cost yourself the game on Saturday night. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you're like Peyton Manning. You just hate punters and kickers, huh?
You're just done with it.
You would have thought after the kick six, you would have learned a few things.
Yeah, but apparently you just still
let people
run. That's
the second time you've cost the University of Alabama dearly.
With your wanton disregard.
I'm tired of this.
I'm going to start wearing shirts that says Saban has wanton disregard for special teams. Yeah. Get ready to lose another big game, guys, on special teams. I don't know when, but it's happening with this guy's wanton disregard. There's no doubt about it. I think I got to everybody.
There's no chance you got to everybody. No, but you asked a good mix of questions.
I think I got to everybody. I
mean, we asked like 14 questions. There's no way there are only 7 Facebook questions.
No, I think I did. I got everybody.
Okay, good. All right.
I skipped over some useless questions.
All right.
That's what I do. There's some questions that are either not appropriate or redundant.
Right.
We get a lot of redundancy. That's okay. It's normal.
And only one challenge this week in terms of like what, I guess next week they'll get some challenges for what happens if they beat UMass. Are we going to get people demanding us?
We're not doing anything for UMass. I think you could get, I definitely would do an hour number two if they beat Clemson.
But
I'm thinking more about if they beat Miami, what we do there to celebrate the Miami win. We got to do something. Jeff's just on his phone now.
No, it's another question that they desperately want me to answer because it came in on the message boards on War Channel, which I appreciate.
Thank you.
Yeah, BC Knowles wants to know what recipe we use for making margaritas. What type of tequila do we use? And he wanted to also know that I'm a big IPA guy. Have you tried Scofflaw Brewing out of Atlanta? Have you?
Yeah, all the time, man. Yes, I love my IPAs.
I only use Don Ultra, Julio when I'm making my margaritas.
Is Ultra an IPA?
No.
Oh, well then not. No, I don't. I haven't tried that.
It's a very P. Like it's IP. It's like
yeah, it's
three
just
P's.
A P.
BC Knowles, you know what? To be honest with you, I'm not a tequila connoisseur, so I drink much more in the way of peaty scotch. I like Islay scotches. So I just let my wife grab whatever tequila she wants to grab. I think it's normally something generic like Patron. And then whatever that recipe is that we've used for the last 3 years, I'm clearly not the one making them.
Yeah.
So she does, and they're delicious. That's
tequila's
probably not
gross.
What BC Knowles wanted. But
next time we invite you guys over, we're going to make some margaritas.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? I'll take whatever suggestions he has. I'm sure that there's probably a better way to do it. But we don't make them that often. And if we do, it's usually during the summer months when it's hot outside. So
Do you chase them with lemon?
Refreshing.
Yeah, you do your tequila shots with lemon or lime.
Somebody did follow up and say,
do you use salt or pepper? When you're licking,
so Irish
pepper
big thing,
yeah, you lick your pepper.
Irish
lick the pepper
big thing is Don
lemon.
Julio lemon and pepper. It's a very unique
old school
like lemon pepper wing.
Yeah, he's like, this is delicious. Yeah, get after some
lick
of this
pepper.
It's all up there on the table. I've got it set up for you. Roll your hand in that pepper.
There's some oregano you can lick too.
Try it with garlic. Try it with garlic right here on the edges. Delicious. Rub the rim of the glass with the garlic. Dip your hand in the pepper. Get you a big
throw the tequila
lemon
over your shoulder.
I like a screwdriver with some thyme,
yeah,
some sage,
some rosemary.
Oh man! All right, so that's it. That's all. We can play music, I think, and we can say goodbye.
Are we done?
Yeah, good work. That's a wrap. Good work.
Now you just pose as we go out.
Good work out of Matthew. I'm going to make you pose for a long time.
Please don't. I'm not doing that.
Go watch the Braves game. Stop being a child.
I can't wait to see Morton shut it
down. Because that's what Charlie does.
I know.
He's going to shut it down.
I know.
Congratulations, the Braves are moving on, baby.
Let's go.
All right. For Corey Clark and Ira Chaffel, I'm Jeff Cameron. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be well. Go Noles. We'll talk to you next time.